to be live on our Instagram. It's Radio Now AM Show. We're going to be doing that for Dare Dice coming up. Mackenzie was the big loser last week because Port Chubb was on vacation. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll see how that goes coming up here on Radio Now. A guy should ask women this question on the first date. That's according to a dating etiquette coach. I want you to call in, gentlemen and ladies, if you agree or disagree with this question. The number is 833-563-2539. A dating etiquette coach says men should ask women for a kiss on the first date.
I think that the main focus is asking a girl to kiss them.
Yeah, I think it's a question you have to do.
Like, can I kiss you or can I have a kiss?
Yeah, like, Mackenzie, can I give you a kiss? Not like Porkchop, hey, you want to make out and like see how far our tongues can go down each other's throats?
I think it's a little awkward, though. I feel like he should just kiss you. I mean, you just read the moment.
833-563-2539. That's why we bring it up and we ask this question. The dating etiquette coach says that men should ask a woman for a kiss on the first date. If she says no, what do you guys think that means?
That means that she's either not interested or she's just not ready to take it to that level.
She says it's a pretty good indicator, Liv, that they may not want a second date.
Right.
She says, you know, you definitely don't want to kiss everybody in a kind of an open social setting. If you do go in for the kiss or ask, it needs to be more private and secluded.
And what if you want to say no? Like, if I don't like the guy, but he's like, can I have a kiss? I feel weird. Be like,
but you shouldn't.
No. You should
like,
say
you should
no.
Just say no. But here's the thing. That's how you get yourself in uncomfortable situations.
Yes.
My boyfriend currently did this on our very first date. He was dropping me off at my apartment, and we were sitting in his car talking for a while, and then he finally was like, can I kiss you? And I said, finally, yes. And then we kissed, and we kind of like, there was a little bit of tongue. And it was great, and it was amazing. There was so much chemistry. But I was like, hell yes, asking consent. Love it.
Oh, well, yeah, no, I think that's great. I think it could be sweet and endearing, or it could be awkward. I don't know.
Well, it's awkward if you don't ask for it, then they go for it. Let's go to Crystal this morning. Hey, Crystal, can I kiss you?
No.
Okay.
See, that I just need to be more like Crystal.
See,
no.
See, was that hard? Crystal and I both have an acceptance here.
Smacked across the face.
Now,
no.
Crystal, what do you think, though? Should a guy, like his dating coach says, should ask in the first date for a kiss?
I don't think he necessarily has to, but it is appreciated.
Have you had some
of my husband actually didn't ask, but he said, I would like to kiss you.
See, I love that.
And then
that.
He did.
I would love to kiss you. I mean, that's so awesome.
Hold on, let me try it. Crystal, I would like to kiss you.
No.
Okay.
Crystal.
I tried both techniques. It didn't work. Okay, Crystal, thank you. Thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate your call at 833-563-2539.
That is hot, though, if a guy's like, I would love to kiss you. I mean, if you're feeling him.
You know what I think is sweet?
What?
If you can tell that the person wants to kiss you, but you still ask them. And, like, I would pretend to be, like, all nervous. I'd be like, hey, like. So is it cool if I kiss you?
Your game makes me feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, it does. Like, I don't know how you ever get a kiss out of anybody.
He gets this, like, crazed look in his eye. Like,
yeah, no
I'm
kidding.
Crazy.
Yeah, poor chap, you are a little bit. Hey, do you mind if I kiss you and lick your skin? What?
Ew.
Good morning. Who's this?
Kelly,
hey, can I kiss you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think my other half would appreciate that.
I'm just trying out this technique that they're saying. What do you think about that? With your other half or maybe people in the past, was it a first date, can I kiss you? Or how did it go down?
I don't know that I've ever actually been asked the question, but I think if a guy comes in, kind of approaches invading your personal space, but then hesitates, I think that's a good way to ask for permission before you just do.
Yeah.
So wait, awkwardly hover in front of your mouth, but don't do anything.
Well, I think it's kind of sexy because it gives the person on the receiving end the option to kind of
pull back if they don't want to. Yeah.
What do you do? You just like hold your mouth and you're just like you blow them away, like get out of here.
I feel like I'm just like a kissable person. I don't know. People try to kiss me all the time.
Oh, wow. Brag much? Okay.
No, but I just feel like I'm like really friendly.
Josh, will you kiss Mackenzie through the phone?
Kiss me through the phone.
I don't know. We'd have to read the moment, right? I feel like going into it with a predetermined, like, test for the girl on whether or not, like, if she kisses you, then you've got some predetermined, you know, mood that she was in or you know how she felt about the moment is a bad way to look at it. and you should just kind of go with the flow of the situation more.
You know what I love when he's like, oh, you're such an amazing kisser. I love that affirmation.
Wait, before you kiss?
I mean,
kiss?
Like, you know, I know that, but I like to hear that.
Wait, so hold on. Josh, thank you for the call.
Sorry,
are you humble bragging right now about you're such a, how do you know you're such a good kisser?
No, it, I
how many people you've been kissing?
No, I mean, not lately. I'm just saying, I'm a kissable person. Like, when I first start, when I went on my first, like, not lately, but I'm just saying, yeah, people, when I went on my first, like, slew of, like, first dates, people always were just kissing on me. I'm just a friendly person.
I'm a passionate kisser.
Oh, gosh. We don't want
to. Why does it sound so weird when he says it?
Like, with this is not right. Why can Mackenzie be
I don't know.
There's a double standard.
There for sure is.
It's because Mackenzie's a 10 and you're like a 7.5.
Oh, that's
wait,
really
out of
high.
100? Or what are we doing with that scale for Fork Shot?
I'm like, thanks,
I'm
Liz.
Down with the 7.5.
Oh, God. I do not ever.
I'm being nice, by the way.
I just imagine Pork Chop awkwardly hanging around. So, would you like me to kiss you?
Can I just say, as a rule of thumb, you should always ask before you do, because you can't assume what the other person is thinking or feeling. Just ask. Consent always.
Or just play spin the bottle.
No, we are
not in 7th
grade. You just
like bust out a bottle you have in your back pocket. Guess what? It's you and me.